Wisconsin State Park System turns 125 years old this year, and the State Department of Natural Resources is celebrating the anniversary all year long with a series of events and commemorations in parks around the state.
The park system started with the creation of Interstate Park in 1900 along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway in northwestern Wisconsin.
Matthew Densau is Natural Resource Property Supervisor of Interstate Park, joining us from his office. Matthew, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Take us on a walk through the Interstate Park, Matthew. What are we going to see as we roam around there?
Well, what you're going to see is over 1,300 acres right along the St. Croix River Valley with our fantastic glacial potholes that we have. So our most popular trail in the park is going to be the Pothole Trail. On that, you get to see the glacial potholes, the Old Man of the Dalles Rock Formation. It also has the western terminus of the Ice Age Trail. So on that, you get some fantastic views of the river valley itself. Other parts of the park, we have over 82 campsites for our regular family campers that we have, along with two group campsites. We have over 7 shelters that we have, one of which is a historic CCC shelter that people can definitely use and enjoy. We have a fantastic swimming beach, great access to the St. Croix River for people who want to launch their canoes, kayaks, and just enjoy time on the river or enjoy it for fishing opportunities as well, along with the Ice Age Interpretive Center, where you can come learn about our glacial features found here and across the state of Wisconsin and catch a interpretive program that we have here. So lots to see and do here at Interstate Park.
Matthew, I spent a lot of my life avoiding potholes. Tell me about these glacial potholes and what we see.
Yeah, definitely. So what glacial potholes are is basically showing effects of glacial meltwater. So a long, long time ago, there was glacial Lake Duluth way up by what is Lake Superior currently, but at one point in time it broke through and it rushed down and created this current St. Croix River Valley that we have here. Now, one thing about the rock that we have here, it's basalt. So at one point, way, way even farther back, this was a rift valley. And when that happened, basalt formed, but it cooled really, really quickly with lots of cracks in it. So fast forward to when all that glacial meltwater was coming through, it burst through, creating the Dalles of the St. Croix. But also when all that water was traveling through, you had whirlpools. And what happened was you get debris that gets caught in it, and it drills into the rock itself. So that's why in this area right here, we have lots of glacial potholes, with Wisconsin, as we always like to say, having the world's most perfect pothole on our side of the river.
All right, how big are these potholes?
So they're going to vary in size. Our deepest one that we have on our side is going to be approximately 12 feet deep or so. And you're about a good 3 feet wide at the very top. Now, when you imagine these, they're not necessarily straight vertical shafts that go up and down. There's going to be a little bit of variation amongst it and everything. So we have some that are really small, and we also have that larger one here. Now, one thing that the Minnesota side can say that they have is they have a very deep one that goes like 60 feet in, which is why we always say we have the world's most perfect pothole on our side.
Now, I'm being careful with my language about the park here. It is the oldest state park in Wisconsin, but it isn't the first. Can you share some of that history?
Yeah, definitely. So in the 1870s, the legislature actually set aside some public domain land as the state park in northern Wisconsin. So think Vilas, Oneida, that kind of general area and everything. However, there wasn't a lot of people in the area, and there was nothing that really kind of happened with it. So as such, you had timber interests of the day, and it all really kind of fell apart. So by the 1890s, 1897, somewhere in there, the legislature actually did away with that state park and just kind of sold that all off. However, on the Wisconsin side and Minnesota side, there was local citizens, George Hazard and Henry Baker. They were very interested in protecting the Dalles of the St. Croix. And with that, they petitioned each individual state to go ahead and preserve this area. Now, Minnesota beat us to it, so they formed their side of Interstate Park in 1895. Ours was formed in 1900, with September 20th being the first acquisition date for the properties here at Interstate Park, which is why it's our anniversary date here coming up this year.
And Matthew, make a pitch for people maybe further away in the state, southern, southeastern part of the state, that, hey, maybe plan a trip that includes Interstate.
Yeah, definitely. So Interstate, you know, being the oldest and the western terminus of the Ice Age Trail, we have the Ice Age Interpretive Center. We are one of 9 scientific reserve units for the Ice Age that we have here. So we're honored to have that distinction because of the glacial potholes here. And that's kind of a precursor for before the Ice Age Trail was finalized. And that's a whole different story on that one. But also you have multiple other properties that are quite nearby. So just to the south of us, there's Willow River State Park right outside of Hudson that has fantastic waterfalls, very, very busy property. Or if you want the opposite spectrum of that, you have Straight Lake, which is 30 minutes away. That is meant to be quiet. You go back and you reflect on nature and you can just reconnect, along with Governor Knoll State Forest, which is just to the north of us as well. So there's lots of opportunity just in the surrounding area right here for whatever type of recreational opportunity you are looking to partake in.
Matthew, we'll leave it there and happy anniversary.
Thank you. And I hope to see lots of people come out and help us celebrate.
That was Matthew Densau, superintendent of Interstate Park in northwestern Wisconsin, on the park's 125-year history. Continuing our conversation on the anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System, we have Missy Van Landit, Recreation Partnership Section Chief for the DNR. Missy, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we've got 125 years of Wisconsin State Park System and counting now in the books. What kind of things are we looking at for marking this milestone?
We have a ton of things coming up this year. We started the year with our candlelight hike and ski events where we did have snow. And now we're moving into, you know, the month of April and May here. We're looking at a lot of different Workplay Earth Day events that are all across the state where people can volunteer at their state local state parks. We've also got the Happy Little Trees 5K, which is a virtual on your own way to run a 5K and support the state park system. And then as we get into June, July, and August, many more opportunities, including our Free Fun Weekend, which is going to take place the first weekend in June. We've got hundreds and hundreds of events scheduled across the state, as we do every year, but most of those will have 125th anniversary spin to them. So a great way to get out there and get some free giveaway items, participate in some how-to events, and learn more about the state park system. So we have a ton of things going on this year to celebrate the anniversary.
Now, we're talking to you, of course, in the spring. What do you have your eye on for great activities around Wisconsin, whether or not they're connected with that anniversary at our state parks?
Yeah, you know, I always tell people I have a lot of different favorite state parks and a lot of different things that I like to do. I think one thing that many people don't realize is that we have a pretty robust rental system and checkout system. So if you're new to outdoor recreation and you want to check out kayaking or biking, or if it's the winter, cross-country skiing or snowshoeing, we actually have on our Find a Park page, on our webpage, you can actually check out where our rentals are. So not only do we have programs around learning to do things, but you can check out equipment too before you commit to purchasing it. So it's a great way to experience all that the state parks have to offer. We are also really increasing our volunteer opportunities this year through our Invasive Species Awareness Weekend coming up in June. And then we'll be focusing on universal recreation in July to celebrate the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act and showcasing that it doesn't matter what your ability is or what your experience level is, you can get out and recreate regardless.
I wanted to ask you about both of those acts. Let's start with volunteering. If people are thinking, hey, I love my local state park, or maybe not so local, and I'd like to get involved in taking care of it, how do they get involved?
Yeah, so pretty much everything starts with our webpage, dnr.wi.gov. They can type in volunteering. It'll take you to our volunteer database. And there you can actually search by property or by type of activity that you want to do. So those are two great or a great opportunity to check it out on our webpage. There's lots of different things, whether you want to do trail maintenance or campground maintenance. Maybe you want to volunteer as a campground host where you actually get to stay in the campground for a period of time and assist other campers with getting set up at their site, cleaning up sites, that kind of thing. Or maybe you want to volunteer in one of our nature centers. So there's opportunities whether you want to volunteer for one time, for one afternoon, maybe with a Girl Scout troop, or you want to volunteer for consistently over the year. So that's a great place to start. You can also volunteer with a friends group. We have over 64 different friends groups across the state that are associated with our state park system. And that's a great way to get involved with events and programs. And lastly, if you're just out at your favorite state park, stop in at the office and ask any one of the staff members that are around.
Missy, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Missy Van Landit is the Recreation Partnerships Section Chief for the Department of Natural Resources. We also heard from Matthew Densau, Superintendent of Interstate Park in Northwestern Wisconsin, about the park's 125-year history. That's as the state marks the 125th anniversary of the state park system in general. If you have a favorite park to go to, maybe you volunteer there, you're about to volunteer there, tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.
On the show, Rob and I get to talk with so many different people. And tomorrow, actually, we'll meet a New York City milliner who is a famous hat designer for the Kentucky Derby and created a collection of Wisconsin cheese-inspired hats for the Derby that's coming up.
And that makes us wonder, if you were going to go to the Kentucky Derby, how would you show off Wisconsin? What would you wear on your head that speaks to the place you call home?
Or how about this? Is there a story behind a special hat or perhaps a lucky hat that you like to wear?
We'll take your hats and Kentucky Derby cheese head pots. Bring them on. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org, or you can call or text us anytime. The number is 888-642-0232.
Wisconsin Today producers include Mackenzie Crummy, Lauren Cox, and Royce Padeswa. Our technical directors are Sarah Hopeful and Tyler Ditter. Learn more about us at wpr.org/wisconsintoday. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.